FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is March 16th, 2016. We're talking about the campaign, what's going on there. Super Tuesday 2.0 was yesterday. Hillary Clinton more or less swept it, and so did Donald Trump, with the exception of Ohio. Well, somebody who's been thinking about this election, consequences of it, and where the country's heading for quite some time is Dr. Gerard Lamero, and you know him well, PhD, author, philosopher, economist, and an engineer, which probably makes him ideally equipped, Gerard, to take on any problem facing the country or wherever. And we're thrilled to have you back on.
Oh, it's great to be back on with you. I always enjoy talking to you.
Hey, so election last night, it's getting more and more. I mean, everything's coming up Trump, or almost everything is coming up Trump. Is there any way they can realistically stop him?
Well, I guess the operative word is realistically. I would say it's looking more and more like a Trump nomination, for sure. There are certainly a lot of people that are trying to stop him in different ways. You know, we hear thoughts like in the news about John Boehner saying that he would support Paul Ryan if no one got it on the first ballot. Well, it is possible Trump could come in with 1,230, you know, a few delegates short at the convention and not get it on the first ballot. But there's, you know, in the past, there are conventions where it goes more than one ballot. And one would think that the person with the majority could do the best deals. And if anybody can do a deal, it ought to be Donald Trump to pick up a few more delegates on the second ballot. And that's assuming he doesn't more or less run the tables between now and then. And on Super Tuesday 2, which is what I call March 15th, with five states plus the Northern Mariana Islands, you know, we're in a situation where Trump now has approximately half the delegates he needs, and he won virtually every contest. And where he didn't win outright, he, you know, was a proportional situation. Like Missouri, for example, if you win a majority of the electorate, the voters, Republican voters in Missouri, you get all of their delegates. But in his situation, he didn't get a majority, and so they were proportioned out. And so that being the case, he didn't win full there. North Carolina is a proportional state to start with, so that means with four candidates in the race, we saw it breaking down in North Carolina, 30 delegates for Trump, 27 for Cruz, 6 for Rubio, and 9 for Kasich. So once again, the proportional primaries make it much more complicated, especially when you have a large race.
Hey, so it's getting more and more, though, that there is no path to victory for anyone else to get through Trump. He's got 50% of what he needs, and now we've got, as he so endearingly called him, little Marco Rubio has dropped out. Kasich, now the establishment favorite, doesn't have much of a future in this election, does he?
Well, he's won one state, his home state. He's a popular governor in Ohio. He tends to be more on the establishment side, more on the liberal Republican side, but he was able to beat Trump there. And given how Trump has done around the country, it wouldn't have surprised me if Trump pulled off a victory in Ohio. But Kasich did get all 66. It's a winner take all. But where does he go from here? I mean, I believe, you know, even with as many delegates are out there, he would have to virtually win every state. And I don't see any path to Kasich winning every state between now and July when the convention starts. So it would appear that not only is Trump the front runner, but he's moving ahead. There are possibilities that could stop him, but he's certainly the clear front runner and moving ahead, and he also has the momentum.
Yeah, and look, so Kasich, he's going to stay in this thing now because he's hoping for a seat at the table when the convention comes, hoping for a locked convention, and hoping that they'll steal it from Trump. right? I mean, that's his pathway to victory here. And
the ironic thing, though, about Kasich staying in is the same thing as Rubio staying in. Rubio staying in till March 15th, till yesterday. Basically, what you see is he helped to deny a sweep for Cruz in Missouri, and it could have made a big difference for Cruz in North Carolina as well. Maybe Cruz would have won North Carolina. And apparently, Rubio got in the way of Cruz because, let's face it, you have three candidates going into March 15th against Trump. So those three split the vote. It makes it easier for Trump to win. So everyone staying in like that has helped Trump actually to clear the table or sweep the table. And so right now, Kasich staying in has the opposite effect. It helps to build Trump's delegate lead.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this strategy was originally intended to ensure Jeb Bush, that's Jeb with an exclamation point, would get the nomination, vote splitting. And in fact, it's backfired on the establishment awfully. Now it's virtually ensured that Trump is going to come out the winner using that strategy. Although you think Rubio drops out, how many of the votes are going to Cruz and how many are going to Trump? It's really impossible to know, but you can't say that all the votes are going to Cruz. I mean, you just can't, because Rubio is kind of a moderate type guy. Maybe they'll go to Kasich, or maybe they'll all be split.
I think they're going to be split in some sense.
Well, you know what I think the proper formula when this occurs is to look at it like absentee ballots. Absentee ballots, even when an election is razor thin, seldom ever determine the outcome of an election. Rather, they break almost in the exact same proportion as the actual live votes that took place on election day. And I think the votes of dropping candidates pretty much wind up getting split proportionally in terms of the candidate support. So if Trump's got 40% overall support and Rubio had 20, say, Trump will take 40% of his 20, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the way it'll work.
Rubio even had 20%. I think he had about 15%.
15, so he takes 6%. He takes 40%, he goes up 6%. I think that's the way it's going to work. People want to vote for a winner, and there's just so many negatives to the other candidates here, and everybody's thinking, who can beat Hillary? And supposedly the polls say Trump won't beat her. I don't believe it for 2 seconds, Gerard, because look what happened when she accused Trump of being a sexist. One tweet and her campaign was reeling.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I do not think Hillary Clinton, or in the rare event that Bernie Sanders were to get the nomination, because I think that would be very rare, low likelihood. I don't think as damaged as she is, she has a chance of winning. I think it'll be a landslide victory for the Republicans, and I think that Hillary just doesn't have a chance. She's not a good campaigner.
Awful.
She's got problems with her voice and coughing. We don't know if she has other health problems that could get in the way. She could be indicted.
Yeah.
We've got, 150 FBI agents working on investigating her.
Yeah, what are they doing? What are those agents doing, 150 of them? Are they interviewing her grade school buddies there to find out if she stole the lunch money? I mean, come on already.
I mean, that's a lot of talent. You're talking 150 FBI agents is an incredible force to bring out against anybody. And so they must have a lot to investigate.
Yeah, well, there's so many different allegations, so many different aspects to it. We don't even need to get into that. Just suffice it to say that she's flawed, damaged. And my personal belief, Gerard, is that she's not going to be indicted, but everybody around her will be, of her aides. Because then it's like, hey, well, your campaign's over. All your aides have been indicted, and they're still her trusted advisors, people who were involved in the whole email gate and everything else. And it makes it impossible for her to continue without having to have the show trial for her. We will see. So any predictions down the road here, Gerard? What's going to happen next?
Well, in terms of what's going to happen next, apparently Kasich is going to stay in despite any kind of rational thinking, because I don't think he's got any chance of getting it. I think, you know, somebody who wins one state is not likely to be handed the nomination at the convention. That doesn't even seem to make sense. So I expect that Trump is going to go along and get 11 to 1,200 delegates, and he's going to coast into the convention as the front runner. And I have a feeling, if we have Kasich and Cruz splitting the non-Trump voters, it's going to be a Trump nomination.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And I think you're right. Anyway, Gerard, we want to buy your book, find out about you, read your blog. Best place to go?
Yeah. Great News for America is the name of the book. My website is greatnewsforamerica.com. I moved it over from the old GerardLamero.com because people had trouble spelling my name, and I thought the book is easy to spell.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. And as always, you'll find a link to Gerard's site on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Make sure you go there, take a look at the articles we've got, articles dealing with every aspect of what's really happening to the economy and what it means to you. And don't forget, we're having an event April 21st in Fort Lauderdale, Florida at the Cypress Creek Sheraton. We're going to have the CEO of MilesFranklin.com, Miles Franklin, substantial bullion dealer, Andy Hoffman, and myself. Dinner, it's $29, or you can catch the international webcast, which is $15. Either way, it's a steal. You want to see it. Just go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. On the top line of the menu, you'll see Florida event. Click that. You can sign up there. Gerard, we will talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
I look forward to it. You have a great day.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.